This week on One Crazy Story, my friend Remy joins me to talk about what happens when you drop acid with a stripper inside an abandoned psych ward.
So we've all got a bunch of acid. It's me and my brother and a couple of his friends and my girlfriend. So after a while of trying to evade the cops, we threw up our hands and we came out. So I'm in handcuffs, but my girlfriend is not. And we're in the back seat together.
And you're on acid.
And I'm on acid. And the craziest, I don't know if the craziest thing, but I racked my brain for several minutes, seconds to be exact, on one of the craziest stories of my life. And before we get into the actual crazy story, I have to preface it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I have to give you a little background on the girl that it involves.
Okay.
This is my girlfriend at the time. And
how long ago was this?
I was 19. So
this
is like years and years ago.
Oh, yeah.
This
was quite a while ago.
Yeah. We're looking at 1994. Right.
Gotta love
20
the 90s,
years ago,
man.
20 years ago. And so I had a girlfriend. I had an ex-girlfriend and I hung out with her. We were good friends. And she had an apartment and her roommate was a stripper. They were all strippers.
Okay.
I hung out with a lot of strippers back in the day. Anyways.
Good times, man.
So we're hanging out at my ex-girlfriend's apartment and her stripper roommate comes from home with a friend of hers who's also a stripper. And this girl is just like drop dead gorgeous.
Okay.
I just, from the minute I saw her, I was like, oh, I must
just
have
crazy
her.
You know?
Yeah, I was crazy for this girl. So we're having some beers and we're talking and it's the summertime and they have a pool in the middle of the courtyard of the apartment complex, and you know, so the subject of swimming comes up and she wants to go swimming and I do, and I'm like, well, I don't have a suit.
What a recipe for an evening that's worthy of podcasting. 20 years
exactly.
later.
Exactly. Debauchery 20 years ago.
Just perfect.
So I said, well, I don't have a bathing suit. And she gives me this, you know, this devilish look and a smile and says, neither do I. Let's go.
What?
Oh, so skinny dipping it is, you know, and it's the pool's in the middle of the courtyard of this place.
Okay.
And so we jump in, we're skinny dipping. We have sex in the pool. We have sex outside of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
We go back into the apartment. We have sex in the shower, on the bathroom floor. It was like that.
Sounds like a long day.
But this is, I just want to give you a little background information on the girl.
Sounds exhausting.
I had met her that night.
Yeah.
It was the night I met her. So we, you know, we form a relationship.
Yeah.
She's my girlfriend. And we all get together and we've got some acid. And
okay.
So we're going to go, we're all going to take acid.
Was this the same day or this was
a few months later.
Yeah. So. Okay.
It was chilly out.
So this
by
was
this
after
time.
A few months of that every day.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, dude, we'll just pretend.
She was the closest thing to an actual nymphomaniac that I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know?
And, the closest. It sounds like it.
Well, because like the true definition of nymphomaniac
is
ridiculous over the top.
Yeah.
And so the closest I've ever found is this young lady.
Okay.
And so we've all got a bunch of acid. It's me and my brother and a couple of his friends and my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the spot where all the teenagers would go and hang out and drink and do drugs and stuff called Eloise. And it's an old psychiatric hospital that's been abandoned for years.
Yes. And I've never gone, but I've always heard how much, what a night to have. It's just kind of you're trespassing,
even,
but just to go check it out.
Yeah. But actually, you know, even 20 years ago, it was the place to go.
It was a cool
and trespass.
Spot to go investigate.
But the cops were always onto it. It's, you can't go there and not get busted.
Hey,
is the
you
problem.
Kids.
Yeah. Exactly. So we all drop this acid. And the good thing is we don't have any beer, no alcohol, no weed, because we're all underage.
Yeah, so you're all minors.
Exactly.
But you're minors,
but we're on
acid.
So we sneak into the Eloise and it's filthy. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
There's like broken glass and, you know, tetanus shots around every corner, just jagged metal and nasty stuff.
Yeah.
And
good
we're
place
all
to do acid.
Yeah, we're tripping. We're having fun. We're laughing. We're goofing around and stuff like that. And sure enough, the cops show up and the security and all that. You know, we weren't there for very long before they showed up. And so they're shining.
Did you take the acid before you drove there, or did you get there?
So
we were
full on,
So you were already
having
like,
a blast
into it when you got to
when we got
your
there
destination
and snuck in. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
So we're inside this building, and we can see the flashlights shining in on us, and they get on their little bullhorns, and they're like, "We see you. We know you're in there. You rotten kids.
We know you're in there. You kids.
Come on out. Blah blah blah. Stay off my lawn. This and that." And so we hide from them for a while. You know, we're trying to figure out a way.
We should come down a little bit.
Oh, we're trying
we
to.
Go
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's not go out
we're
there.
We're all tripping
just
way
yet
too hard to deal with the cops at this point.
And it's somehow the funniest thing ever.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but we're goofing around and we're trying to hide from them, and they see us, and then they're moving around, and we're moving around, and we're surrounded.
I just imagine Scooby-Doo, when you have them, everybody's running through different doors.
And plus, there's all the debris on the floor, so you're actually running like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, so everybody's your feet are going crazy, you're not going anywhere. The garbage is going behind you. You're just running from door to door. Those cops can't even catch you.
So after a while of trying to evade the cops, realizing that they're not going, they're not going to leave us, and they're getting more and more irate with us as time goes by, because we're you know keeping them from their coffee and donuts or whatever, and plus then we all start kind of having a real bummer trip, you know, like, this is not fun anymore. Now it sucks and it smells, and you got like that taste in your mouth of like old abandoned building with all the dust and grossness. It was not fun anymore. So
It's just no fun.
We threw up our hands and we came out. You got us, you dirty coppers.
You already ran our plates anyway.
Exactly. So, they knew what was up. We knew what was up.
You already know our address.
They take us down to the cop cars, and we're all kind of standing around there. I was in handcuffs. They handcuffed me because I was the oldest at 19. They checked all of our licenses. They searched us for
How
beer and drugs. She was 18. She was just underneath my age. Yeah.
Okay.
They put me in a cop car, and then they're talking to my brother and his friends because they were all 17. So I'm in the cop car, and then they put my girlfriend in the back seat of the cop car with me.
What?
And I'm like, this is kind of weird. Yeah. You know?
And you're still tripping at this point?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Oh, tripping like crazy. You know,
did the trip get a little better when this happened?
Well,
because you guys are kind of getting bummed out.
Exactly.
And then this is like a new adventure.
And you're dealing with the authorities. It's never a good thing. But we also knew that they didn't really have us on anything except for trespassing.
Yeah. And it's very common. So they just
I had dealt with cops.
Leave.
Quite a few times by this point in my life, so I was used to how to deal with them. Just be polite, be nice, tell them you're sorry. Yeah. You weren't trying to cause any trouble, and you know, just be apologetic.
It's easier
and,
when you're not giggling, though. Right?
It is, and when you're not just tripping your mind out. And we're in the back seat together, and the cops close us in there, and they've got the heat blasting because it's like fall, but it's not that cold out. Yeah. But
it's uncomfortable.
It's getting uncomfortable in there. Mm-hmm. Like 110 degrees, you know, they just got it on full blast. Yeah. And they're talking to my brother and his friends outside the car. And my girlfriend starts getting all worked up and horny. And
so the only way this is going to go.
So she starts making out with me and she's like pulling
You're
up.
Both cuffed?
I'm cuffed. She's not. So her hands are free. Mine are behind my back and I have no control over
the
situation.
Good idea, officer.
I can't do anything except talk to her, try and like.
Or just sit there.
Or just go with it.
Just sit there.
So she's making out with me. She's pulling up her shirt. You know, she's like, she's got her tatas out and she's like unbuckling my pants. Yeah. And I'm thinking she's going to try and do me in the back of this cop car. Yeah.
And you're on acid.
I'm on acid. and the cops are right outside the door. Yeah. And I'm like, this is probably not a good idea. This is really hot in my mind.
You can tell you're the oldest. You're like, look, all right.
This is so hot. And if we were in a cop car with no cops around and no consequences to deal with immediately afterwards.
And it was completely legal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But the cooler heads prevailed. She was a tad disappointed that we didn't go all the way in the back of a cop car. It's a pretty good story nonetheless.
Yeah.
And then
I'll tell you this. None of this has ever happened to me. So this is pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to hear this story repeated by too many people. Like, I totally did that. Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
One time
who hasn't almost had sex in the back of a cop car on acid outside of an abandoned psych ward with their crazy hot nymphomaniac girlfriend?
Yeah. In the middle of fall, no less.
In the middle of fall. So when they finally released us, all we got was a little slap on the wrist. We had to go to court. I think I got like 6 months probation for contributing to the delinquency of a minor since my brother and his friends were under 18. You know, a little trespassing fine, slap on the wrist, no big deal. But so we totally went to my car and did it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
You're like, all right, well, we could do it in my car.
I could only hold her off for so long, but
I can make the siren noises. Woo, woo. Will that do it for you?
Does that do it for you, baby?
Whatever happened to the girl?
So the last I heard from her, and she was the kind of girlfriend who it was off and on, you know, we never really broke up kind of thing. I moved away.
Right.
And then, but then, you know, like, all right.
Stripper relationship.
Came back and we hooked up again for a little while and then didn't for a while. And then I just run into her at random places. The last I heard was from some friends of hers that she had gotten married. And the last time I had actually seen her, she was with a boyfriend that she was pretty serious with.
Yeah.
And I was like,
no stripping.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Stripping and
not done with the stripping, and I was not going to be able to convince her to go skinny dipping with me again.
Yeah.
She had moved on from me and found some other dude, but yeah,
wherever
she is in the
end.
World, I really hope she's happy.
It all works out,
and it really does. But fond memories, she was gorgeous.
Oh, awesome.
That's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please go to onecrazystory.podbean.com and catch up on all the episodes you may have missed. You can also subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. And follow the show on Twitter, twitter.com/onecrazystory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.